Well, classes are over for the school year, but for many kids, learning is still going on. Over 80% of Vermont's schools say they offer some kind of program during vacation, but quality varies widely. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, summer can be a time when children lose ground in math and science unless they can find an enjoyable way to use their minds.
In Sharon's elementary school, the summer session day starts with a dance party and breakfast muffins. Then some kids head with books to a reading nook. Still others make a beeline for plastic construction toys called Connects.
They have like motors and stuff that you can build into something. Then you gotta build all the stuff over the motor, and then you can click it on and see what it does.
Connor Bowen is 8, and he's one of about 15 young structural engineers designing simple machines in this summer classroom.
Well, maybe I can make one that looks like a crane and lift up and down and up and down.
Building that little crane will keep his brain working, too. Studies show that many kids lose math and science skills over the summer. That's why the Orange Windsor Supervisory Union operates One Planet, a summer enrichment program for elementary students in Sharon, Tunbridge, and Royalton. Thanks to a variety of funding sources, the weekly fee is $100, less than many childcare centers. Middle schoolers can become counselors in training who learn communication and team-building skills. 14-year-old counselor Bailey Bean remembers how much she loved making machines in Sharon when she was younger.
And I would use that in school afterwards.
So you're going to help kids today do the same thing?
Yeah.
The One Planet program also offers after-school sessions during the academic year for about $7 a day per student. Financial aid is available. Director Carrie McDonald says summer is a great time for educational activities that don't fit into the school year, like the machine project and field trips.
I think more and more the school systems are recognizing that summer is a big void for a lot of families. I don't think we're alone in doing this, but I also think that there's still a big need that's not being met.
Vermont After School, a nonprofit advocacy group, considers One Planet one of the best expanded learning programs in the state. Director Holly Morehouse says after school and summer programs are unevenly distributed throughout Vermont, and some are much better than others at keeping young minds engaged.
It depends on where you live, what's available in your community, and it depends on how much money your family has to spend.
Recent data from Vermont After School show that on average, a Vermont family spends about $311 per week for summer learning programs. 33% of Vermont families say they would enroll their kids in summer school if they could find a good one that they can afford. And if they can't, educators say too many kids are spending too much vacation time watching TV or playing video games. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.